Thank you, Sarah. Now to our final batch of stories in this part of Chatterbox, which include works to the Ferry Boat Inn and the remarking of exam papers. But first, Thorpe Island is still in the news.
Thousands of people have backed a petition opposing eviction notices handed out to boat owners living in Thorpe Island. In a legal tussle lasting around 5 years and costing the Broads Authority £90,000 to date, 41 eviction notices have been issued to the residents of Jenner's Basin. Boat owners are now fearful their power supply could be cut off, with the prospect of the removal of solar panels providing electricity and clean water. The Broads Authority promised no action would be taken until the new year, but added they had no option. Attracting more than 3,000 signatures, the petition was set up to put pressure on the Broads Authority and lend support to landowner Roger Wood. Jackie Burgess, chairman of the Broads Authority and member of the Planning Committee, said, "The case around this uncontrolled and illegal development is difficult, not only for nearby residents who have been caused significant stress over a number of years, but also for those living on Thorpe Island who are now unfortunately caught up in the action that we, as a planning authority, with a responsibility to look after a protected area for the wider benefit, have had no option but to take."
Armed officers were deployed after a man sustained serious injuries following an assault in the city. Police were called by the East of England Ambulance Service to reports of a seriously injured male in Southwell Road off Hall Road. Firearms officers and dog handlers were among several police units sent to the scene to deal with the incident, which resulted in Hall Road being closed off between the junction with Harford Street and beyond the junction with Southwell Road. Some of those in the area who were out at the time of the incident had to find alternative routes to their home during the police operation, which lasted for more than an hour. An ambulance and the East of England Air Ambulance medical car attended and treated a man with serious arm injuries. He was taken to hospital for further care.
Bomb disposal experts have been called to Norfolk and Suffolk more than 160 times in the last year, figures have revealed. The Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team, based at Colchester Garrison, has been called to tackle devices including unexploded shells, grenades, mortars and railway detonators in 166 call-outs in 2014 to 2015. Most of the calls relate to historic munitions, with areas such as Titchwell, once used as a First World War firing range, regularly visited by the EOD teams. Among the calls, only one, to Great Yarmouth, was a hoax. The call-outs, revealed by the Ministry of Defence after a Freedom of Information request by the EDP, show that devices including tripwires and a number of Second World War explosives were dealt with across both counties.
Hundreds of teenagers were given the wrong GCSE grades this summer and saw their results improve following a massive increase in the number of papers schools asked to be remarked, a Norwich Evening News survey has revealed. The figures, uncovered by a series of Freedom of Information requests to high schools, showed schools and parents spent nearly £120,000 on remarks this summer. Brian Conway, head teacher of Notre Dame High School in Norwich, said, "We would prefer not to be doing this. We want the exam system to be sound and the exam results to be right first time. It's not a good use of public money to be doing these appeals." A delegation of local head teachers raised their concerns about the exam marking system with Norfolk MPs, and now a member of a powerful Commons committee that scrutinises public spending has pledged to raise the issue with education ministers. The Joint Council for Qualifications, which represents the seven largest exam boards, did not answer questions from the Evening News, but said many grade changes are a reflection of a very slight difference in the examiner's judgments rather than poor marking. Overall, at least 834 grades were changed. South Norfolk MP Richard Bacon, who sits on the Public Accounts Committee, said, "It does not sound as if the degree of variance can be explained by anything other than some kind of inadequate process. It's something I will have to take up with the Department of Education."
A night of New Year's celebrations did not stop more than 100 hardy runners limbering up early to start 2016 the way they mean to go on, with a bracing 5-kilometre run. Catton Park Run was also something of a family affair, with 4 boys from the same family volunteering to fill key roles to help the event run smoothly, while their mother accompanied the slower participants as tail runner. Shaney Davenport, 10, wielded a megaphone to get the 116 runners at Catton Park underway, while his brothers Liam, 12, Callum, 13 and Ryan, 16, gave out finishers' tokens and acted as backup timer and number checker, respectively. Shaney said, "I was really shocked because I didn't know there were going to be that many people, because obviously most people had stayed up for midnight. It was such a fun atmosphere." And at Wyndham Athletic Club, it hosted its annual New Year's Day 10K race, in which more than 790 runners took part.
A fresh effort is being made to breathe life into a boarded-up Norwich pub. The Ferryboat Inn in King Street used to be a key rock music venue, but it has been vacant since 2006. A bid to turn it into a hostel for backpackers was abandoned, and planning councillors rejected a bid to build 43 apartments there, stating plans were not sensitive to the conservation area. Developers went back to the drawing board and have now lodged a scaled-back application, hoping that this will allay concerns. The original application proposed 43 apartments, some of which would be in a 7-storey tower. David Eve of Historic England said previous concerns chiefly involved the scale of the tower on the King Street site. He said that the proposed reduction in height was a significant improvement and would not wish to oppose the application in principle. Lucy Carrion of the Ancient Monuments Society said, "The site is of great significance, and we are very concerned that important historic fabric may be lost as a result of the conservation work. Norwich City Council's Planning Committee will decide on the fate of the planning application for the Grade 2 listed building later in January." That's all from Sarah and me. Now it's over to Marnie Meakin and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.